This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 161. We're continuing our Die Hard watch. Now, this is the final movie of the entire franchise. We are watched A Good Day to Die Hard from 2013. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen A Good Day to Die Hard?
2013. 9 years. I saw this at the theater, and that's it. I never watched it again. I wanted to just preserve it as it was. So I never saw it again until now. Now it's time to dust off the digital because I only have it on digital. So I'm excited to talk about it, though. After we got through all these other four, I'm looking forward to it. How about you?
It's been a long time. I think it has to be 13, too, when I saw it in the theater. Bologna sandwich, when I got the actual Blu-ray, that's when I saw it.
Maybe 14.
Yeah, maybe 14. And then after that, you know, rewatch the extended cut for this review. But other than that, let's get right into some Rotten Tomatoes scores and see what the critics and the audience have to say for A Good Day to Die Hard. Nate.
You know, this is a franchise that has some incredible scores. You know, the first one was super high. The fourth one was really high for some reason. The second one was good. And the third one was low, but we don't know why. Now, this one is low, but we might know why. We're going to get into it in a second. I'll start with the audience score this time. Audience score, 40%. So even the audience score, this is the lowest. 40. Very bad. Audiences didn't like it. But critics, 15%. A whopping 15%. So very low. Definitely the worst reviewed across the board by a lot.
Well, I'll say this. Out of the three Juggernaut action heroes, this is the worst one out of Rambo from 2008, I believe, or six.
The worst part five?
Huh? Oh, part five. Sorry. Last Blood, I enjoyed it more than this one.
But what about Terminator Genesis?
That was whack. So if I had to put them in the order, it would be Last Blood 1, Genesis, maybe?
Flip those a coin, I guess.
Up. Yeah, those are toss-up. Those are like we're never going to watch. So I think Last Blood will win in that case. But we hit a fifth movie. So that's one thing we got to say. We got another character that hit the fifth movie, but it declined a lot between the critics, audience score, and maybe box office too. But with that said, all right, Nate, let's start it off. John McClane and his son, lead character.
This absolutely hurts. This absolutely hurts me to do, but I got to give him a two. I know that sounds low, guys. I know everybody listening is like, but Nate, you gave this guy a five, a five, a five, and then I think a four. I think I gave a four in the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is okay. If any sort of way he wasn't John McClane in the last movie, he definitely ain't John McClane in this movie. He is so, tell me he doesn't look so bored in this movie. He looks like even Bruce Willis didn't want to do this movie. And this franchise is him. It is him. And here's the problem, Alex. This is my main issue with this movie. Even way more so than Live Free or Die Hard. They turned him into an unkillable cyborg. He's a cyborg in this movie. He's like over 50. And the things he survives without really, you know, he gets like a little bit of blood. But we're talking like stuff that would shatter your bones, even a young man. And he just walks away from it and survives everything. And it becomes comical. It's pretty bad. As far as the character, he's like, there's a scene that bothers me so much where he's with his son and they're talking and he's like, I love you. I love you, son. You're just my boy. You're my boy. You're my boy. What happened? Why don't you call me dad anymore? I really messed up. He's my son. I was like, oh my God, shut up. This is not, he was so like sad, right? He was like a sad sack John McClane who's old. And it's just not him. There's no quips. There was one line that made me laugh, honestly. It was when the dude comes out and he's yelling at him in Russian. And then he just like punches him and he's like, do you think I know what you're saying? That part made me laugh. That one glimmer of the old John McClane. That's all you get. One glimmer. A two. I hated him.
Look, buddy.
No. I didn't hate him. I hate what they did to him. I should say that.
Well, you know what? I was going to hurt to say this, but I gave his ass a one. John McClane sucks ass in this movie. All your points are right. He was he couldn't die, couldn't get injured. I mean, he was injured, but there's some bizarre shit, but we'll talk about that in action scenes that happened. He had no chemistry with his son, okay? And when you introduce your biological son that came out of your egg.
It came from your loins.
It came from your the fruit of the McLean loins, right?
Yes.
And you have no chemistry, then there's no purpose for this movie to be made. I felt like him and Lucy had a strong connection. And I was like, you know what? They should have just did Lucy and John. No, we didn't get that, okay? We didn't get that. We got his older son that he didn't even know he was a spy. And I said, what the F are we watching? It did not feel like a Die Hard movie. Another movie that does not feel like it's part of the franchise. Like Nate said it best in the last review, it felt like a DLC. Say, like, now you have John McLean Jr. for the downloadable pack coming out September, right?
Yep.
You got Lucy in part four. Now you got
season pass.
Yeah, a season pass. John McClane Jr. Next up, Holly McClane. And it comes
Gennaro.
It comes with a Gennaro pack.
Gennaro skin.
It's just
exactly.
So,
you're right.
It's so hard for me to say this for a beloved action character. But it had to be done. And I gave it a one. I didn't like him. He was god-awful. His line delivery sucked so much ass that it did not work for me. And now I can say it, and I don't want to say it. He had a disease, and it looked like it was hitting him hard. Because he does not feel
here,
like...
You're saying.
You can see that it started to mess him up because he did not feel like a McClane. His speech, like how the way he was talking didn't feel natural. It felt like he was just reading a script. You know what I mean? I don't want to hit him with it, but I'm going to have to hit him with it, man. He was sleepy Stallone on this.
He was sleeping, bro.
Yeah, the whole time. Sleepy Bruelis.
And his son, played by the worst actor, Jay Courtney. Don't get me started with that guy. Everything he's in. Oh, he was in Terminator 5, too. This guy's just coming in all these part fives and ruining them.
Tell you, when I saw the box and I saw his face, I told my wife, Nate is giving this shit a one. And she was like, why? And I said, this dude hates this guy in anything. Jack Reacher, he'll give it a one.
Terrible.
Yeah, he's a horrible actor. And
he sucks.
You know, I don't want to hold this up too much on the lead character, but he was horrible. So, I mean, with that said, I gave the McLeans a one across the board between father and son, and Nate gave him a two between the father
for
and then a one.
Because I love Bruce Willis. That's all. Yeah, I give his son a one and John a two, but a two.
All right, here we go. Main villain, the Russian dude. I don't know his
one.
Name.
There's too many Russian. There's too many. I don't even know. You know what, Alex? I'm not lying to you. I watched this movie. I sat down and I don't, you know, when I watch a movie, especially when we're reviewing it, I sit down and I watch it. I make little notes for my, you know, for my scores and stuff, but I don't go on my phone. I'm paying attention. And I kid you not, like an hour in, I'm like, who is the bad guy? Who is it? Because at first it's this other guy and the girl, right? But then the girl's the daughter of another guy that you think is the good guy. Then he is the bad guy. So it's a terrible villain, you know, in a series that to this point has had four, at minimum, strong villains, right? I mean, I think we could agree, two greats. You really like Timothy Oliphant. I liked him, but we could agree they've never had a bad villain. None of them until right now. Die Hard, you know, Die Hard villains are a thing. And this is not a Die Hard villain. This is just some Russian guy who's in politics and it's confusing. The motives are confusing. What they're trying to do was confusing to me. I give him a one. I don't even remember his name. It's something Russian. He's unmemorable. He doesn't do anything. And then he dies at the end. Spoiler. Well, we spoil everything. He dies at the end. And I was glad. I didn't care because I had no attachment to him. His daughter was hot. That's about it.
Yeah, I agree. I gave him a one, too. He was horrible. All the points you said was right. I mean, I'm not going to re-elaborate. But yeah, it started off like London Has Fallen with Gerard Butler, right? Remember when he went to London? It was the same setup. It's the same movie as London Has Fallen, but London Has Fallen executed that plot way better than what we got in Die Hard 5. The villains, you're absolutely right. I do not like movies that do not establish the villain, whether it's the big villain in Simon, where they revealed it at the end towards the middle, or Hans Gruber towards the beginning of the movie. You already know who the hell the bad guy is. And your boy Naked Yoga in part two when he's doing yoga in the hotel. Give me Naked Yoga scenes.
You know.
I'm okay with it. Like, yeah. We didn't get Naked Yoga in this movie. So I was just like, this did not work for me. Way too many villains. Let me just say, the beginning sequence is one of the weirdest escape sequences I ever seen before in an action movie. And I'll talk about that more on the storyline. It's just the villain's plot in that section was so weird. I don't know if you agree with me, but we'll talk about it in the storyline.
I agree.
Villains is horrible.
Convoluted and weird.
Yeah. The villain, one, horrible. You did not know if this dude was the older man. I don't know his name, but you did not know if he was good, then he's bad. He switches between the two. Then there's a scene in the hotel that is god-awful where his daughter is there, and then she turned on him, but then he's with her. Yeah. One. There's no... It's a one. Action scenes.
All right. If there is, and I, you know what? I don't like this movie, if you couldn't already tell, but if there is any sort of silver lining, it's the action. It has to be, honestly. And I'm not saying... This is not as good as the action in any of the other Die Hards, to me. But there are moments, there are flashes. I do like the car chase scene with the truck, like that first big car chase scene. Yeah. It's well executed. It honestly is. I like when he's driving over, when he takes the Mercedes off the other truck and he's like driving over them like a little monster truck. Like, it's entertaining. I was into it. I'm like, okay, this is fun. Is it the best? No. But is it fun? Yeah, it's fun. Other than that, I don't know. It looks like a video game. Everything looks like a video game in this movie, especially that helicopter at the end. And then, like, he's running on the thing in slow motion and the helicopter. Everything looks so plasticky to me. I don't know. And the director, John Moore, who, by the way, is absolutely horrible. He also directed Max Payne, which is a terrible movie. And he is obsessed with these, like, it's like blue. The whole movie's blue. It has like a blue filter. And you know, I don't love that. We did Underworld. This movie looks like Underworld, but it's a Die Hard movie. There's no color. Everything is so drab and like, ugh. And so the action scenes don't really pop because of the way the movie looks. I like the car chase. There is a lot of action. So I will give it some credit. Okay. This is my highest score that I'm going to give in this whole review. And it's only a 3. It's middle of the road. I've seen worse action. I've seen worse. And I've seen way better. But there, at least it's there, you know, because if it wasn't, this movie's boring as hell. So at least stuff blows up.
Yeah, let me just tell you, I was kind of shocked because I thought you were going to go 4 because it's not a perfect. I thought you were going to go 4, 4.5. Nope. And I was going to slap you across the screen because I was like, this dude's going to get slapped up.
Now chill out. Yeah. Chill out. 4. Yeah. Chill out.
No, this shit is not a 4. It's not 4.5. It is definitely not a 5. I gave this a 3. I agree with you. This is good action. But let me just, it's not good action. I just gave it because it has a lot of plenty of action. The action sucks ass in this movie. I'm going to be straight honest with everybody from my point of view. Nate has his point of view. He gave it to you. My point of view is the action sequences was so muddled. And what I mean by muddled is you have a 60-year-old John McClane, right? He's like close to 60 in this movie, right? And this guy did a flip in the car. And I mean a flip. I mean, this dude did like a 20 flip spins and got out the car uncut. And
didn't even have a scratch.
Not even a concussion. And I was like, this movie, I understand why I never saw it again. God awful. That's number one. Number two, I said, this is bad. And if you're right, it felt just like a video game. And it pissed me off because the action sequences got hurt because what made Die Hard Die Hard in the action genre that people loved was the rawness, the realism of it, right? When you got the skyscraper shooting glass, he had to go through the glass. Realistic shit. He had no boots on. All right, part 2, airport. It is what it is, but it felt real. Just because it whatever, yeah, exactly. Except when he was in the cockpit and he shot himself out. It is what it is. They have to throw that one corny scene in, but it's all right.
There'll be one implausible scene. Right. For the most part, it is.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. Simon was playing with him. You saw him going through all this trials and error. Loved it. You were sucked into it. Him riding the top of a dump truck, but it was plausible because it's a big ass water pushing him out of a tunnel. So I was okay with that. Now I know people are going to be like, yeah, but him swinging off a vine into the boat. It is what it is.
They're allowed one. Allowed one crazy scene.
Yeah, that's that one crazy scene that I go, it's okay. Live Free or Die Hard, same thing.
Jet.
Plausible stuff. Him driving was great. Very John McClane. Him shooting, very John McClane. Him throwing a car off a tow booth into a helicopter did not work for me at all. It just started to go down a video game Uncharted area, like cutscenes, and then you hit square triangle all over the place for it to play. This movie just took that movie and just took it up a notch and said, you know what? Let's just destroy what we built from the 80s, because this action scenes did not make sense. The ending is so colluded with crap. I mean, him swinging from a helicopter at full speed, getting thrown through windows.
To the window.
Yeah, it did not work for me. His son and him dynamic in shooting was awful. Their one-liners were god-awful. Did not even work for me. Honestly, I would drop this to a 2, but I'm going to give it a 3 because they, at least the damn action kept me going throughout the movie. Because if it did not have the amount of action that we got, this shit would have been a 1 in action, and on we go. But I give it good, but honestly, this has to be one of the worst action scenes that I've seen in a franchise movie in a long, long time. But anyway, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. Let's get to storyline.
1. This is the worst. This movie's the worst. The storyline is the worst. As stated, I never knew what was going on. I never knew what was the real plan of everybody. All I knew was John McClane was there and to help his son because he got arrested. And his son was trying to help this other Russian guy who's actually the bad guy who you thought was a good guy the whole time. And that's all I knew. Other than that, I don't know what anyone was doing. I still don't really understand why John McClane went there. If, you know, like, he knows good and well he doesn't even talk to that kid. The whole thing throughout, the script is bad. It's really bad. And you know what I hated? This is going to be I guess it's a nitpick, but I hated it. I hate the way the subtitles look in this movie. They look like typewriter letters at the bottom of the screen. I hate the font. They're small and I don't like it. It's a minor gripe, but at the same time, like 30% of the movie's in Russian. So you got to read a bunch. And I wasn't here for that. You know, like every other foreign villain they had, they speak English. And this is not it's different if it's like a foreign film, then, you know, I got to read it. But this is like a Hollywood big budget movie. And then they choose the worst font ever for their subtitles. I hated it. But I don't know what, you know, I hated it. I hated it. I don't have anything else to say. It's a bad story. I don't know what's going on. It's not a Die Hard movie at all. Whoever wrote this never saw Die Hard. I don't care what they say. They never saw Die Hard 1. They never saw Die Hard 2. They never saw Die Hard with a Vengeance. They didn't watch any of them because this is not a Die Hard movie.
I agree with you. This movie storyline sucks ass. It's a 1. It's not good at all. It's chaotic at times, meaning that the characters are thrown into situations that made no sense. Why we're here. I understand why John McClane went to see his son, because no one was going to go see him and he wanted to see him in trial, hasn't seen him in years. Again, another movie where they never establish why John McClane has no contact with his son or daughter. Made no damn sense. They never even referenced Jack in part 4, but they referenced him in a part 5. Now, another situation that I did not like, and I thought it was very poorly written, was he's a spy. Why the hell would you make him a spy in a movie where his father is a cop? Like, where did you think the fans were going to like that? That he's a freaking CIA spy. That is right. Not even, honestly, when I found out he was a spy, when we saw the first trailer, when it first came out, I was like, this shit is garbage. Like, I didn't even see the movie. Did not work for me, man. The spy thing does not work for me at all. I think it's really, it's an awful way. And it's called lazy writing for me. When you go, because you could have did Lucy a spy, if this is the case, you know? Anyone could have been a spy. Student. Yeah. I didn't like it. I thought the storyline was so horrible for plutonium. Another plutonium storyline.
Chernobyl. Like, really? Chernobyl? Oh,
and these dudes didn't even have radiation suits. They just went into Chernobyl fighting and shooting and nothing happened to John McClane. So, again, very horrible son-father dynamics. The scenes that they're together are so god-awful between them two. It's not even funny. It's not funny at all. When he was like, why would you care? You were never there for me when I needed you. And I was just like, what is wrong with... Like, I was like, John, slap this dude in the mouth, bro. Like, why is he talking to you like that? Like,
yeah.
Or when... When he drives the van and he goes, Dad? He goes, get out the car, Jack. Get out the car. Yeah. And then he gets out the car because that guy runs out. And then he takes the gun and he points it at him. And he's like, put the gun down, Jack. Put the gun down. And stupid. I was like, what is this? Like, I was like, this is bad. Like, why would
I said, what is this? At least 100 times.
I agree with you. What is this? It's like, it should have been called Die Hard, What Is This? Part.
Yeah. What
it's
is
a
this?
Good day question for mark. What is
Die
this?
Hard?
Yeah. It's a good day for What Is This? Because it was really bad. I mean, like I said, chaotic, stinks. scenes just never made sense throughout the film. So it's a one for me overall. I kind of see where you're going to go.
Yep. You know exactly where I'm going. And the fact of the matter is, if you made a Die Hard movie and the first two words of the title weren't Die Hard, then it doesn't feel like a Die Hard movie to me. Mm. And these last two movies, albeit the Live Free or Die Hard it was entertaining. It was a good movie, but it wasn't a Die Hard movie. And this is even further away from being a Die Hard movie. And look at where they put it in the title. At the end instead of at the beginning. And that says a lot. If Die Hard's at the beginning, you're going to have a great time. If it's at the end, hit or miss. But you'll be watching something else. I give this a one. I do not like this movie. I think the director was a terrible choice to direct it. I think they should have went with either go with an up-and-coming action-like director or go with someone old school from like Richard Donner or something like that. Anything. Go old school. Go old school because at least they have a feel for the movie. John Moore is a terrible choice because he's a terrible director who didn't make anything good to this point. The writers clearly never really were into Die Hard movies. And Bruce Willis looks like he didn't want to be there. And when your star doesn't want to be there, I don't want to be there. And Jay Courtney's in this movie. So that's automatic. It's an automatic minus five. Whenever he shows up, I see his dumb face. I already am mad. So I give this a one.
Yeah, look, I gave it a one also. It's a piece of shit. Yeah. This is one of the worst Die Hard movies ever filmed. They should have never greenlit this movie. If John McTiernan was never coming back to direct it, they should have never had him in it, to be honest with you. I mean, they should have got him back. If you're going to close out this entire franchise, you should have got John McTiernan to direct it. So at least he could go over this and go, why we got this guy to be your son? And what is this crap that we have here? Because this is god awful. It would have been awesome if his son was getting trialed in New York. At this point, I mean, City Hall and something happens, right? I mean, he's already in New York. Going to Moscow was kind of, that's just lazy shit, man. Didn't make sense to me. I didn't like it at all. It was a piece of crap. It's a one. Total points.
Eight. An eight. And it's sad because this franchise is elite. I think the franchise as a whole, even with this one, is an elite action franchise. It is an all-time great action franchise. It just really sucks. You know, you don't expect the fifth one to be great, but you could go out better than this. And they did a really bad. You know, Last Blood is not a movie that I love, but I think it's respectful to the franchise. You know what I mean? Like, it's respectful to who Rambo is as a character. This is disrespectful. This movie is disrespectful to John McClane and to people who like Die Hard. So 8 out of 25, garbage.
Mine's is a 7 out of 25, piece of shit. Yeah. So honestly, I agree with everything you said. This is pissing all over John McClane's grave at this point. Yeah. It was horrible. I agree. It's not good at all. All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right, so we are done with Die Hard. Now, we do have one more 90s movie to wrap up our 90s month. And that next episode is going to be a little John Woo film starring Jean-Claude Van Damme called Hard Target. Kind of a first-time watch for both of us. Yeah. We both saw it a long time and didn't remember it, and this was essentially a first-time viewing. So we're going to be talking about that next episode, and then starting a new franchise, Alex. Finally, we're done with Dying Hard, and it's time to do a little bit of Bond. We're going back to Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Some Roger Moore Bond films. I've never seen any of them. I've never seen any Bond film we do from now on. I've never seen any of them. And the first one is something called Live and Let Die. Now, I say something called it because I've never seen it. I've heard it. I know the song. Isn't it like John McCartney or
Paul McCartney.
The Beatles or something? Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Live and Let Die.
John Lennon. And I mixed them up. Paul McCartney. Yeah, I know that song. That's it. So I'm looking forward to finally, I got this box set. I'm looking forward to crack it open and get into some of these Roger Moore movies.
Yeah, I mean, that one, Live Free or Die Hard again. Live and Let Die Hard. Yeah, Live and Die Hard. That was I enjoyed it. From what I remember, I enjoyed that movie, but I can't wait to go back and rewatch it and talk about it. What gadgets we got in this movie, what leading lady. Because remember, when we do Bonds, we add an opening credits rating too. So just to let everyone know, we do opening score ratings for the Bonds only. So this is actually going to be pretty fun. I can't wait for it. So with that said, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for all the video versions of the podcast, or go to our official hub, our website. Go to www.geeksandflicks.com, where we have all the podcasts there for you. video, audio, merch. We have everything there for you in one central hub. Again, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.